With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the Food and Drug Administration is proposing a rule that cosmetic companies would need to take extra steps to ensure that any products containing talc are free of asbestos.
The rule follows years of lawsuits against Johnson & Johnson and other companies alleging links between talc-based baby powder and cancer. Talc is a mineral used to absorb moisture or improve texture, feel, and color of cosmetics. It's mined from underground deposits that are sometimes located near the toxic mineral asbestos. The risk of cross-contamination has long been recognized by cosmetic companies. Despite the lawsuits, research has found mixed evidence of a potential link between cancer and talc. The FDA says that since 2021, laboratory analysis of more than 100 cosmetic samples has come back negative for asbestos. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The death of an Oregon house cat and a pet food recall are raising questions about the ongoing outbreak of bird flu and how people can protect their pets. Dr. Michael Bailey, the incoming president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, says pet owners should avoid feeding their animals with any raw products right now, with bird flu continuing to spread.
We do have many reports of cats particularly. There have been some reports of dogs also, but cats particularly acquiring bird flu predominantly from raw food sources. So this goes with raw milk as well as raw meat. So I'm going to say raw proteins.
Bird flu has been spreading for years in wild birds, chickens, turkeys, and many other animals. It was first confirmed in U.S. dairy cattle in March. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 28 points. This is SRN News. A religious freedom expert calls out mainstream journalism.
By every measure, persecution of Christians around the world is getting worse by the year. But that fact rarely appears in reporting by major news media outlets. So says Dr. Greg Cochran of International Christian Concern, who goes on to say, quote, Western media, as a general rule, report the news confidently while remaining largely ignorant of the scope of the Christian persecution problem. He says Christian media must do more to fill the gap. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Conservatives have uncovered eight angels in a historic Boston church that played a pivotal role in the Revolutionary War. The angels were painted in the early 1700s, but covered over in 1912 as part of a renovation of the Old North Church. Inspired by research showing the existence of at least 20 angels, conservatives for the past 4 months have been removing the white paint that covered eight of them in the church sanctuary. SRN News. President-elect Trump spearheads a successful fund drive for victims of a devastating natural disaster. Correspondent Rich Thomason has more on the story.
Mr. Trump's GoFundMe page, dedicated to Hurricane Helene relief, was a smashing success, raising more than $8 million, according to the president-elect. The funds will help victims of the storm that devastated parts of Florida and Georgia, Tennessee, and the Carolinas. The Trump transition team says it's another example of the willingness of Americans to unite, to come together to help one another. An example of Mr. Trump's pledge to put America first. Rich Thomason reporting.
Two top Canadian cabinet ministers are visiting Palm Beach to talk border security and trade with officials in the incoming Trump administration as President Trump threatens tariffs on all Canadian products. More details at srnnews.com.